Pasha and Tzavim. Can you tell us that Shanechim Mitzav Kayoim Loim is placing in front of the Chaykehi? The Mitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Mitzav of Chai Yisrael is not Mitzvah, not the Chaykeh. Loim HaShemayim Hi Leim HaMiyavon HaShemayim HaTelam HaShem 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 Lema miyavlon eva yam vishelonu yashenetzan oisov naseno ki koye velech adovim oid v'shticho v'vot v'aseisei. So there's a passion there. It's not clear what ki mitzvah zeis is referring to, or it's referring to tshuva. Most shanim, many shanim learn that it's a kololistic hagdora on all of Torah, or Torah specifically, that Torah is not nifleis v'chayki, it's not far away. It's very close to everybody in his mouth and his heart to do. I mean, the Pashto Pshat of the Pasuk, the flowing Pshat of the Pasuk is that every person has it within him, the Inyan of Torah, the Kiyum of Torah, and so on. The Chura, the order of the Pasuk should have been reversed. It should say, the first place where Divrei Torah occurs to a person is in his heart. And from his heart, he thinks about it, and becomes the Burim and the Maisim. That's the Seder of Kiyum HaTorah from inside out. Here it's reversed. It says, B'fil v'achol ha'saisei. L'chur, that Seder is not, it's, now it's not natural, but it's incorrect. It means if a person is makdim pel l'machshav, it's not a maila that he spoke without thinking about it. What's the B'fil v'achol ha'saisei? What's the Seder over here? Rashi over here says, so Rashi says, because Rashi is being masked with the Fichol Vavcha, that one is Biksav, one is Baal Peh. The Fi, I guess, is going on Tereshav Baal Peh, and the Vavcha is going on Tereshav Biksav. What, fine. You know, he's explaining that the fact that the pasuk says two halakim, the kichol bavcha, one is going on the ksav, one is going on baal peh. But it's not a reason to say that description of Torah does not in any way explain why it's easy to do Torah. Now, the pasuk is trying to tell you that it's very close to you. So if it would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Torah, it's written here, go learn it. Fine, that's an explanation why it's correct. But the pasuk is, the way Rashi is learning it, the Torah is saying it's close to you because it's Torah Shav B'Ksav and Torah Shav Alpeh. It's a meaningless statement. The haluk of B'Ksav Alpeh doesn't make it any closer to a person. So, what does Rashi mean? What is the chat? In the Fichol Vavcha, Shayach Tim Korah V'Lech Hadav V'Mayit. There's a chazal here. A lot of times you find in the Medrash, especially in Dvarim, in Tanchuma you find it more, but this is Medrash Rabbah, where they bring a halacha built around the pasuk. Ki mitzvah azoyis, halacha. Adam Yisrael sho'im milikas b'teir ha'ketzim nivar. What type of bracha do you make when you're going to lane? Kach shon ha'chacham ha'poiseach ha'choysim b'teir nivar ha'fanel l'acher. That there's a bracha l'fanel l'acher. Uminayin shetuna bracha l'fanel l'acher. How do you know? Shnema bracha ta Hashem b'chakam aminichu kecha. So you have hari bracha l'fanel. Uminayin shetuna bracha l'acher. How do you know there's a bracha l'acher? I'm not sure l'acher of Yenison, because if after the shira it says kisa l'chamesh ha-shir ha-zayis, it's going on teira, you have v'zayis ha-bracha. V'sheshirin lem asa teira v'chak b'yuch hari bracha l'acher. So Chazal learn over here that there's a bracha l'fanel and a bracha l'acher for teira. It's very nice. Why the pasuk kikrav lecha dov moi fi chovav chal asoisa? Kamitz asoisa when the place strong. Kamitz asoisa when the place strong. Kamitz asoisa when the place strong. I mean, if you wanted to have about Birch Satera, find a pasuk that deals with Limur Atera, find a pasuk that deals with Brachis. I mean, Kamitz asoisa when the place strong. It in no way seems to be a reason to have a bracha, and certainly not lefonel achreel. I mean, where's the lefonel achreel over here? It's that's Ketzad Mevorech. Chazal didn't ask what bracha you make. It seems to be the main point was whether it's Deirish, a bracha, and Lefonev Lachreel. And that's what the Ketzad Mevorech is. So we don't care mitzvah is any remnants for that. We don't care mitzvah is any kesher. The end of the Chazal is also a little strange. It says, that person learns Torah as a baruch on Torah, it's a bracha for him. The im time was shemul aschem nasatichem zatayra. Maybe Torah is not good for you. The nasate eschelachem el teivaschem. Shemalach hashoros nisavolo v'nelmo mehem shenema v'nelmo me'enikol chay elachayis amrefashon nisrael malachim. So the fact that Torah is kept away from malachim and chayis and so on, that's a raya that it's for the teiva chayis. Also very strange. What does Chazal tell you with it? It still doesn't say anything about it, but it's good, not good. What does Chazal want with this? There's a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says, Rebbe Goza that Shlishanu the Torah Beshuk, that the Rebbe was Goza that you shouldn't teach Torah in a marketplace, outside. In the streets. So Shenema Hidash Napasik, it says Chamuki Rechayim, that just like the Rechayim of a person are hidden, so too Torah has to be hidden. Maisa the Elman, whatever Rashi explains the Dosh. So it says Reb Chia Darshin for Rabin, and Rebbe found out about it and put him to Chayim. Because when he called him, when he was Mata the Chayim, so he asked Reb Chia, why did you dash in the rabbin? So he said, because the pasuk says, chokhmah b'chutz tarayna. Pasuk in Mishlei that chokhmah broadcasts outside. So Rebbe told him, that means not that the person should learn and teach outside, but if a person learns Torah b'fnim, it's machrezes ala b'chutz. People, it naturally affects the outside. The person doesn't need to broadcast it outside with a loudspeaker. If the person sits and learns Torah Kribay, it broadcasts itself outside. Fine. So then he asks him, it says, Miroish Beseisi Debarti Mochem. The person here, I never spoke, from the very beginning, I never kept my Deburim a secret. So he told him, Ahu B'yayme De Kala. It's going on the Yom HaKal of Yontiv, twice a year they would have a big get together of everybody, and over there Torah would be broadcast in a stadium. It would go for everyone. But that's all. It's a very, first of all, I would just like to explain the overtones of the Gemara. Like we always said, the Divrei Chazal are awesome in the Teichen of the Diburim. I mean, Rebbe and Rabbeinu and Reb Chia were the following. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the person who learned the Mishnah. He set down the Mishnah for Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah is the Diburim that are closed off to the public. It says the Tana Sosim, Chasurim Mechzure. The whole Mishnayis is built so that an outsider doesn't understand it. It's like only somebody who was there, B'Shas Maisa. Reb Chia was the author of the Braisa. I mean, the word Braisa means outside. Shukibroi, like we learned. The Braisa means, Reb Chia fleshed out the Mishnayis in a way that he publicized a lot that was inside. So the Machloikis Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Reb Chia wasn't just a Machloikis in this particular incident. I mean, this particular incident was the whole Metzias. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Kuloi, he hid the Divrei Torah. The Mishnayis is only what's necessary, whereas the Braisa is the Pirsum of it. Gemara says in Tainus that Lekav Midi, Lekav Braisa, Tosefta, Lekav Midi, the Mishnah, there is not a Braisa, Tosefta that's not hinted at in the Mishnah. It works both ways. It means every braisa to be valid needs to come from the Mishnah. It also means that the Mishnayis hid in themselves a lot of braises. And so Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Chamuki Rechayek was Lishitosai in Mishnayis. That was Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Mishnah. And the Chachachachotzeroina, Oloi Meroish Miseis Dibarati, is the braisa, the broad, the outside of Rechia. It's Zeggen Chazal wat grain is, een dover betreft dover. Part of the linear name. So there's a machlekes here. And the machlekes if the Torah should be be kahesia, be fumbi, be shuk, or the Torah should be in a, or the Torah should be hidden. And the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that the klolius it should be hidden. And yet there's a game of the kala that's different. We have to understand how the two inyanim work, how the two inyanim are mesh. In other words, what's the game of the kala? It means there's two b'chinas in Torah. There's a b'china of tzibur, fahesia, pumri, and there's a b'china that's behesta and b'tzinim, chamuk yirchai. This Fasema speaks a little bit over here, and he goes through a whole list of Ke'ilu in our parasha of Inyonim, that is Toilu one and the other. I want to take the Nekuda. He explains the Befichol of Avcha that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Peiris two bris with Avraham Avinu. There's a bris with the Peh. The Peh is called the bris of Torah, is Ke'al Pi Advar Me'ilu Peiris Lachem. That Le'nicht is a bris Ella. And then there's a bris milah. The bris in so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kriveya kesha with Klal Yisrael in two venues. One in the bris of Peh, which is the bris of Divrei Torah, and one is the bris of the Kedushas HaBris that we know of. There's the difference, they are a bris kemap opposite. The inyan of a pair is the kli that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to be mefarsing is the mouth. The old balachayim, the whole bria until Adam was an ilein, it was a doimein, it was a kvad pair. The chayis did not have a pair. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the koyach of peh, which is a koyach, the etzem of being mefarsein and bringing out. The dibarta bum, so the Gemara learns that you're not supposed to speak about other inyanim. But the ikur of the bris of the dibarta bum is that divrei Torah come out from a person. In other words, a person's metzias is a metzias where divrei Torah that are the pnimius of the bria come out through him. It's like the opening to a well, let's speak. Let's call it. The bris of Kedushas HaBris is the opposite. All Balachayim have a Koyach HaLada. All Balachayim are Moilid, and the higher Balachayim Doim LaAdam. The Kedushas HaBris was a Kedusha of containment. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the ability and the tzivui to reign in his Taivus, which is something that no Balachayim has. So the Koyach of Peh is a koyach of being moitzia chutz. That's the ikka point of the bris of peh. It's saying out things, developing and publicizing and so on. And then there's a koyach of kedushas habris, which is a koyach of reining in, containing, tightening and so on. Demis is if a person thinks about let's take it at simplest marshal. In order for a person to have possessions, a person has to have a place where they come in, a person has to be able to take them in, and a person has to be able to hold on to it, not to let it go, not to spend too much or whatever it is. That's a Kinyani Olam Hazeh. In Kinyani Ruach, in Ruchnias, it's the same thing. It's just an edel and a kuda, and it's harder for us to be aiming on a little bit. In as much as a person, Divrei Torah requires a twofold inyan. On the one hand, a person has to hear Divrei Torah, has to be mechadish Divrei Torah, has to understand Divrei Torah. There's an element of developing in himself Diburei Torah and Unyani Torah and Machshavos and so on. There's a second sakana. There's a second stage. If the person doesn't make a gather around the dvarim, if a person doesn't make a certain boundary so that it doesn't leave him, then it's not going to stay by him. Let me explain, because it's a little hard to understand. In Kinyan Elam Hazeh, we understand that it's a that you lose something. But in Divrei Torah, I mean, we spoke last week, so we spoke about the union of Tevayin. We spoke about the fact that in Divrei Torah is no such thing. The Teretz is, certainly by teaching Torah to somebody, you don't lose anything, and you don't become smaller. But let's give a mashal. Let's say a person's in a Sviva, a completely fire Sviva, let's say. So, and a person was oimid on a certain Divrei Torah. Either someone taught it to him, or came to Hakara, or he read about it, and the person has a certain Nekuda of Torah in his Metzias, that this is right, this is Emes, he was oimid on something. Fine. Then he comes to a teacher, to a secular teacher, and the person says, "Okay, I like the idea. It's very nice. It's fine. Now let's hear what the other kid has what to say. Let's have the third one and the fourth one. And this is one of many nice ideas. So it becomes batul b'shishim, or even if it's less kam with kam, but it becomes watered down, diluted. A person has in himself a powerful his iris. A person has in himself a powerful, he's turned on, an ideal or whatever it is. So the one stage is getting there, and that's a yesh ma'ayin. It's a process of receiving something they didn't have. It's a process of bringing out something that was bekoyach, and that's a process of, let's call it piersum, addition, and so on. Then the second thing is, when a person spreads it out all over, when a person becomes drowned out, a person's ideals become drowned in day-to-day life, between this, to this, to this, to this, so it becomes diluted and loses it. Even on a deeper level, I mean, imagine, let's take a physical muscle, and we'll deher it in a little bit in person effort. If a person has, if you build a steam engine, and you or most types of engine, you bring something to a certain pressure by heat, and so on. So the stronger the pressure is, the more locked in it is, the more powerful it can move something. That's the power of it, is the pressure, and it requires a strong motor, pipes, and so on to contain the steam or the explosion, whatever it is, the heated air, and so on. Release it, it open up a tiny hole so that the steam goes out. So then the pressure, it becomes like everything else, and it becomes dissipated and nothing. When the pressure is equal on the inside and the outside, then you have zero power. A person, the muscle, gets an idea. He wants to, let's say a person decides he wants to finish Kach Yonim, he wants to finish this Masechta, he wants to work on Kass, he wants to work on Anavi, he wants to work on Stark, whatever it is. And a person really gets worked up, it motivates a person. When he goes and tells everybody about it, it sort of takes out a little bit of the tension, the pressure. So sometimes he forces off the position where he has to do it because he told everybody. But mitzad the krechas hanefesh, when it's inside a person himself, it drives, it burns, it has a certain pressure. When it becomes part of the shuk, of the amayin, it dilutes, becomes dissipated. That's the telekva. So avoda of inyani ruchnis, of divrei Torah, require twofold. It requires a twofold avoda. On the first hand, it has to be, a person has to bring out the ruchnis inside him, his ideals. A person has to hear divrei Torah, a person has to learn divrei Torah. It's a process of bringing a certain yesh into his metzias. The second process, if that what he brought into his metzias is to continue to have the power, or the force, or the vitality that it has to have, then the only way the person can keep it is if he's goyder it and he keeps it for himself. In the sense that in a certain narcissistic way, he has his own metzias, and there is no mokum for a zar inside it. So there's two halakim to it. There is that's what the pasuk says. Kikor velecha davar moed b'ficha l'vavchal asoysoy. B'ficha is the per is the koyach of bringing out the divrei Torah. Psach picha v'yurid v'recha. Per is the koyach where a person opens up on a pneumistical level. Every person has in himself hidden she'ifas ruchnias, ideals. But they're not developed or they're suppressed. When a person works on it, they burst open, and it's like steam. It all of a sudden, the person is turned on by something. The person is motivated by something. If he lets it become part of shuk, he runs to tell everybody about it. He tries to make it part of everybody else's mitzvahs. He wants to be like everyone else, and so he sort of integrates it with being with everyone else. So that loses it also. So there's the pair that the job is to bring out, and there's the lave is the makom where things are hidden. Liba lepuma legalia. There's a chazal. It says ki kiyem nakom liboy liba lepuma legalia. The lev is the pair is the makom gilu. The lev is the makom hester. The lev is the master. The pair is the megala. So the second part, that's the order in the pasuk. The first thing is beficha, because without bringing it out, there's nothing there. Once it's brought out, if it's not the levavcha, then it's not lasoisa. If the person doesn't contain it, if the person doesn't have a sort of a gather, that this is my world, and this is my mitzias, and these are my inyanim, then it also dissipates. It becomes nothing. It becomes part of just a drifting everything. The bracha lefoneh and the bracha lachreah is the same thing. Those are the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala teira to us. And on the gili of teira we make a bracha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something we didn't have. The second bracha, the bracha lachreah, is v'chaya oylam nota b'seichenu, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you plant something, it means it doesn't move out. Anything that's permanent has to be planted and can't move away, which means it can't go outside either. If you can carry it outside, then it's a potted plant. And it's very nice, but it's frozen. It doesn't grow anything, it doesn't produce anything. It's a potted plant, so the advantage is you can take it to whatever simcha, you can take those flowers with you and put them down on the table. It's extremely useful and portable. Mitzachayin, nothing's ever going to grow from it. When something is planted, it's rooted to that makom. That's the place where it's at. But you can't move it anyplace else. And it's only there. That a tree in your backyard is only for that backyard. But it produces, it flowers and gives fruits and so on and so forth. So you have the two brachas. That's what Chazal were dashing over here. On this inyan where it says kikor v'adom v'fichu v'achol asoysoy, there's a bracha lefaneh and a bracha lachreah. The lefaneh and the lachreah are two gdorim. There's the gather of the lifnei, which is the psichas advarim, which is paiseach mevarech. That's the you open up and you mevarech, and then there is the goyel mevarech, and then you close it and you mevarech. In other words, there's a bracha on the fact that there's a certain framework of havdalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyder everyone's mitzis, everyone's chelik, and he has his chelik, and b'meila, since it's his and it doesn't go to anybody else, therefore it's a chaya oylam not a b'secheinu. It's a trade-off. The netiya makes it chaya oylam, the netiya gives it chiyus and b'meila so oylam, and the netiya says that it's only for you and for nobody else. That was the Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rav Chiya that we spoke about. They both were oymed on two different akudas of Torah. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, that the tchila of Torah is always a gili. The Torah starts with a gili of diburim, and b'meila the starting point is never behesta. The whole mitzvah of Matan Torah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tore open the rekiyim and was megala everything. It's a gili. But then the hemshach of Torah is chamuki rechayim. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh told him, in other words, the machlekes have been here both for oimer and a certain nekuda. Reb Chiya was oimer on the nekuda of loy meirayish b'seisa dibarti, and Rabbeinu was oimer on the chamutir chaya. So he explained him yoimer the kala are the starting points. They're like keneged yom tovim. They're right before yom tovim. There is a yoimer the kala which is keneged matan teira. A lot of remozim for it in shas kichalois or whatever. It's there's a certain maimon in Chayes, like matter, like hakhil, where you were makhil the whole am, and the melech was derish all of mesha teira for the whole am. That's a nekuda, but the hemshach of it has to be hamukri chayim. The teira shebeksav teshbal peh is the same thing. Lamot, this is the peh. The ksav is begilu. The mesoilim have it. The ksav is something. It's megal or something. And the Mela, the Matan Torah was given, the Ksiva was given on the Torah itself was given Matan Torah because it's a manner of Gilu. Torah Shabbat Peh is only between Kal Yisrael. It's the Torah that's inside the Etzim. No amount of Diburim in Torah Shabbat Ksav, the Diburim are the exact Divrei Torah. Cut up the words, Dashim, the Gematria, make Tzirufim. However you cut it to slice it, you have the Divrei Torah there. Because it's different Torah. Teresh HaPeh is not like that. Teresh HaPeh is always the hesbe inside the words. It's always what's trapped in the words. The words are always a wrapping for the Havana. And what's inside it, that is, the Teichin is always locked into the Dibur. That's not Teresh HaPeh. The Zorashi says in this parashim, the Korah V'lech HaDov V'yitir V'lech HaSoysoy, the Chalukah of Teresh HaBeksav, Teresh HaPeh is this Chalukah. Chasemis mentions, Chasemis has a whole Mishima of Inyan and Kedarpe where he shows how the Inyan cuts across, but take one of the Inyan that he mentions. In the Dine Tfila, there is Krishma and Amida, Shmon Esra. Kriya Shema Daloch is Behachroza, Bekoil Rom. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, hear everybody. You announce it. That's the Nekuda of Dibur. Shmon Esra is a Nekuda of completely. Of being a bilvavka in a v'kol lanishma, it's everybody is stand. In other words, the diburim that were proclaimed in Kriyashma become pnimius, the diburim, and they become private in tefillah. That's the way Sasema says. He has a whole more Torah Shabbat, tefillah Shabbat Yad, tefillah Shabbat Rosh, v'chol. He's very marich a lot of different kudos, but. By and large, the two mahalakim run through everything. I want to bring it to a little bit to and Yonenu. The Shavuos is the Yontev HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Klal Yisrael. He ripped open the Rekiyim and showed everybody in Elikim and so on and so forth, in Enod Mavadoi. And the emphasis in Shavuos is the Gilui of Torah. Rosh Hashanah is Bakeseliyim Chagena. The Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah deals with the Hester. Not despite the Hester, there is the Moir of Hester. When a person, let's take a muscle. If a person, the first thing a person enjoys in, the first thing a person has out of married life, is the fact that he has somebody to share everything with. His thoughts, his feelings, his problems, his accomplishments. It's the opening up of himself and being able to share everything, to be megala things. Let's say his wife tells everybody everything he tells her. So that's a pagam in the relationship, a terrible pagam. It's not a relationship at all. The maila is in a yichud of a baal and isha. The maila is that there is the gili beinenu that is total, and there's the hester that sneers from the outside world. When we're miyakid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos, we are. It's the bracha of Ashenosa Lanu, Shabacha Banu. It's the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is megalatos. We were blind, we were unknown, unlettered, we didn't understand Ruchnis, we didn't have Ruchnis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened it up for us, and that's the simcha of that. The simcha of Rosh Hashanah is that it's only between us two. that it's the kesel yom chagenu is it's a chag of hiddenness. There's a halacha in Hilchos Deis, in the Rambam. The Rambam goes in Hilchos Deis all sorts of the right ways that people should act. Then he says a Talmud Chacham. He starts off Perek Vav. I think it is. Hey Vav, a Talmud Chacham, just like he is muvdal from the Am b'dei oisav nachshav oisav, he should be muvdal from the mizahana goisav. In other words, a real Talmud Chacham is someone that's different. I'm living with things that I can't share with you, that are very, very, they're extremely important to me, and by their nature, they're not part of a large hamoinam. They're not part of a harmonious. So the Rambam says the maisim of a Talmud Chacham should reflect it. It's not dinim that the Shulchan Aruch says, but mitzad, the test on whether he's taka Talmud Chacham is just a sieve that everything goes through him and splatters all over the place, is this inyan. One of the inyanim, it speaks about a whole bunch of inyanim, some of them are gedorim in mitzvahs and so on. One of the inyanim that he speaks about is a person shouldn't eat in the shuk, in the marketplace, in a chanus. In a shuk, nobody's allowed to eat. A chanus means a restaurant. And secondly, he says, and even by a su'udah, in a private su'udah, the kibbutz gadol shanashim, with a lot of people together. In other words, the mitzias of being part of a herd, of being part of a lots, of everyone, it's something, somebody that has a calm interior, somebody that has a commentator, the emes is soiled from it. His nefesh doesn't like it. Even if everybody's a Talmud Chacham there, it's still everybody's Torah, everybody has own chelik Torah, and there's a certain gather at Dvarim where he's not, where something very public is not to his town. The it's an Indian that it's not an Indian that we feel is missing. In the far as the first chelik, as far as the core of Elohim Adover Moed B'Ficha, that you know, person has to Oyer himself has to acquire Divrei Torah, Divrei Chacham, and so on and so forth. Fine, we understand we're missing it, and so on and so forth. Part of the American crosstag, part of the American the klipa of America is the hefek of the second chelik of the Ravavcha. Tell everything, say everything, publicize everything, publish everything. They can't even find any more things to be mefarsim. The whole metzias is kol kuloi a ribuy of diburim. The fact that a person can have a circle, that every person, the mark of chachma is not only what he has, but what is not public, what he has to himself, is almost an alien idea. It's almost doesn't people even see it as a shvach kemah. A person has to understand that. To be a ben Torah, to be an ish Torah, doesn't only mean that the person knows a lot. It means something about his personality. And if a person doesn't put into place, doesn't find that the ribur divur Torah also include a certain sense of privateness, it's not snobbery, it's not aloofness, it's not geiger, but their innermost thoughts that I have and I live with, and these are my divur Torah. And there, some things have to be broadcast for tzibur, some things can be shared with close yedidim, and some things are between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our yichud. The person doesn't have, then the person is missing it. Kikorev elech adonai b'ficho b'levavcho l'asoysi requires, it's korev elech, but it requires both ends. It requires a brachol faneh and a brachol achreh. In Shavuos you speak about gili of Torah. And in its how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Tzadruchnis. And Rosh Hashanah we also say Atah Negleisa. But it says Atah Negleisa Banan Kochecha. We Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we Meta'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Nizgale in an Onan. There are Ananim that are Kedoshim. An Onan hides things, and usually it's seen as a Dover Raz, a Dover Tomei. But it is Anan Kochecha because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Anan preserves the dvarim b'teicha. It's a wrapper, or else it dissipates. It's just like if a person wouldn't have a cup for the water would run all over the place and evaporate. If there's no wrapping for the divrei Torah, there's no wrapping in a person's personality. The same thing, and it says And Arafel is also, it's a dark cloud, and yet there are clouds that hide and contain that it's kedushah, that it's Torah. It's an avoda that separates the person who still sees Torah as being the kabbal things and doing things and learning, to somebody that has a nafshi stuk to have what it means to be an adam kosher, to be an adam. The malachim weren't, the fact that malachim weren't given the Torah means that this becomes the sole domain of Tzuras Adam. And if there's the first beginning of anything, of the nature of Pnimius, of the nature of Teichin, of the nature of Nechbadus, is this Nekuda. That a person has to understand that Kefi is Erech of Dibre Torah, there's increase, just like a person understands that not having someone to talk to, not having someone to share with, is a Pagam and is Neshama. Sharing with someone that shares with everybody else is the same for someone saying Pagam, is the second ahead. And the yontiv where a person, the moyed, the yontiv where a person gets a mile of this, where a person gets some feel for this, is Rosh Hashanah. But Kesel Yom Chageinu, a person has to understand that just like with Sameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us what we don't have, that on the Shavuos we get the Vitaira, and we have what we don't have, on the Kesel, on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it exclusive, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a bris between him and Klal Yisrael, and between him and the Seichel Kenu Sarasecha, everyone has his own chaylim. That's the hair of Rosh Hashanah. That every person has himself and has to bring down himself that nekud of Shmira that keeps him to some degree where there's a lot of people the person stays away from. You take a look sometimes in a setting. I used to say, when I was a bacha, I wasn't moneya myself from speaking with a chavrusa. It's very difficult. But I don't remember matzah where there'd be three people there. After three people there, I thought there was. It's one thing when a person shmooze a little bit with a chavrusa. A person learns a long day. It's kimat bekreya. There's a completely different Indian when five people sit together and by roiv amadus melech they discuss something. It's a pgam. It's bechlal a pgam. A ribuy of anashim being misasik in something, the derech klal takes waters down everything. One person doing something by mitzvah is wonderful. Two people doing it is fine. A ribuy am becomes usually watered down event. If there's a ha'ar in Rosh Hashanah that we have a shaykhus to, is to have some chelik and that chelik that then after Neglesa we started in Shavuos and our Palei Toyer and our Nankot Shefa will get some musik of the commitment of Rosh Hashanah.